I was always a very timid person when I was younger, you know, growing up. And even when I was, we were put away for not going to school, the spirit was knocked out of you in the convent, you see. I left at 14.
Yeah.
I always remember it was the 4th of April when I got out of school. But you know what? After a while, you pick up confidence. I mean, years ago, I was never like this. The first time in Killore House was, we went as a family in 1979. It was a horse stable. It was converted into the pallets, the tick, and the beds were made up with them. And then there was the woods across, and then there was a mattress. It was very comfortable.
Yeah.
And all, I used to walk in the Boga place up in Coolock. The money wasn't that much, and the husband wasn't walking then. So we brought him down to one year, but it used to be gas, but they'd catch a fish. I think it was called trout. This is the good thing about it. I said it in my other stories. You always enjoy your meals. From years ago, it was very little we had. And to get a bit of dinner, and it was the loveliest thing you could ever eat. Yeah, my granny years ago, Lord of Mercy, when I'd go visit her, she'd say, I'd say, Granny, can I have a bread and jam? Yeah, but if you don't use the butter, only have the jam, either one or the other. That's the way it was. We would be out on the boats then, you know. There'd be myself and my ma, and we brought his mother one year. And then at night time they had the disco. And then I remember that song, Come On Eileen. That was out in them days, and it was great.
And everyone was up on the floor and dancing.
Yeah, it was great. And then they had swings. But then, what you call it, we'd play cards.
Yeah.
Snap.
And did you have a few drinks then? Or?
Oh, no. There was no. I made that clear. The kids were young. Why would you drink down a place like that? You had plenty of tea and you could have club barge or something like that. It was such as like me when my kids were younger, if they were saying they weren't well to get off school, they all came here, the whole 7 of them. And I'm say, you're not well, you'll stay in and you'll help me clean around.
And they got well.
I wouldn't let them out till it was 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because that was it. That was their little, in my mind, well, you're not able to go to school, but you can tidy around here and do your room.
And did they get better quick?
Oh, definitely.
There's no fooling you.
No. And because, you see, when I was put away for not going to school, so I didn't want to do that. And fair play with Tommy, Lord of Mercy, he was the one with the intelligence, with the writing out the notes for them. You know me for up here and that. And I used to feel terrible about it. And if they were at home, Ma, how do you spell such a thing? Say, I'd have to ask your dad home.
Yeah.
And it was an awful thing for me to feel that way. So that's how I kind of came back here. And I have found my voice, as you can understand. I haven't stopped since I sat down. But
no better woman.
No, but you know me. I came up here and I never looked back.